Wanted to talk a little bit about change this morning. That's why I chose that song. You know, we've heard it said many times that the only constant thing in life is change. And whether change is good or bad is really subjective. Some change, a lot of change really, is totally out of our control. We have no control over change whatsoever. And other times, change can be induced by others, and sometimes it can be self-induced. And I was thinking about this topic of change going way back many, many years ago when I was working. I was working with an organization, for an organization that had to make some severe changes and adapt due to in response to shifting market conditions, competition, and consumer preferences. I was in that world. And all of those changes that we had to make were influenced by things totally out of our organization's control. Everything was going well, but we had to change. We had to adapt. And we had to make internal changes, organizational changes, personnel changes, and things of that nature in order to not only compete, but to survive. I recall that one of our principal owners of the company conducted a half-day seminar, and the topic was on change. And the topic, I remember it very clearly, the title of the seminar was The Four Phases of Change in the Workplace. And when change is introduced in our lives, it's only human nature that there were four phases that people go through. The first is denial. And the second phase is resistance. Well, I don't want to change. And then finally, gradually, there's acceptance, and then there's commitment. And the final summary of that seminar was that the more quickly the members of an organization progress from the denial phase to the commitment phase, then more quickly that organization can move forward and be more competitive in the marketplace and grow. But when it comes to the Word of God, we're instructed not to change. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're not to change. We're not to redefine the Word of God. We're not to misinterpret the Word of God. We're not to fashion it into what we want it to be. God's word is perfect. It never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the word of God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We must always let Scripture interpret Scripture. Okay? We must always learn how to rightly divide the word of God. The word of God is our firm foundation. It's everything that we stand on, and it's the only resource that we need in every aspect of our lives, isn't it? That's all we need is the Word of God, standing firmly on the Word of God. You know, even a saved person can go through those stages. They can initially deny the truth of Scripture and resist its teachings because it kind of rubs them the wrong way. He may not understand Scripture's relevance in his life, even though he's saved. But Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be our guide and our comforter and our teacher so that we can learn, we can grow, we can conform to his mind and his will for us. The Holy Spirit causes us to get beyond, to accept, to understand, then commit our entire lives to the whole counsel of God. Isn't that wonderful? That's why we need, one of the many reasons we need the Holy Spirit. But there is comfort in knowing that the full provision has already been made. It's already been made. It's right there for us. Are we not to walk into all of it? Yes. as we just sang, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is not someone who can be molded into whatever image might be pleasing to a man. Friday evening, my son Michael stood up here and he referenced the golden calf that Aaron fashioned into an idol in an attempt to please the people of Israel. See, God cannot be molded into whatever image we think he should be or what we want him to be. God is God. We must never attempt to change the truth of God's word to fit our personal interpretation, our opinions, or our feelings. You know, a while back I did a little study on repentance. To the saved person, in Scripture, the word repent means to change one's mind. We are the ones who must change and submit to God's will and take his mind. Remember that story that Brother Hill used to tell us about the little boy sitting in the living room with the cat on his lap? And he's petting the cat. And his mom walks in. Son, you're petting the cat the wrong direction. Have you ever tried to pet a cat from tail to head? I don't advise it. But he was doing that. You're petting him the wrong direction. Well, what did the boy say? Make him turn around. It was the cat that needed to turn around. Precious hearts, God's word is the same and applicable to all men regardless of when they lived. 10,000 years ago, today, whatever the Lord has for us in the future. And we're never to fashion it into our own interpretation or whatever appeals to, a lot of times it appeals to our old nature. Well, God didn't say that. I can do this. And well, that's okay. What does the Word of God say? Trust the Word of God. People will tell you all kinds of things, and they'll label you. Well, you're intolerant. Well, praise the Lord. The new man is just that. New man. New in Christ Jesus. All old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Paul wrote in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Transform our minds. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that wonderful? How he can take us from what we used to be to where he sees us in glory? We are to remain steadfast upon the firm foundation of God's word and never fashion it to our own interpretation, ever. Paul had much to say to Timothy in his second letter, and I'll leave you with this. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. God bless you this morning.